friends when you leave here. Mm-hmm. And you know how a lot of us like to hold on to things the rest of the day, like we allow it to affect us. No, you literally could go someplace by yourself and deal with those emotions in those 10 to 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Get angry, be sad, grieve, yell, all of those things. Cry. And okay, now this is what I'm going to do moving forward. Mm-hmm. And you've dealt with it. Instead of suppressing it and going on about your day and letting it build up. And that's literally dealing with your emotions in that moment. Not allowing a situation to control you, because that's what we do. We allow situations to control our emotions and our mood on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. So if you master that, there is no crashing out. Because I already dealt with that emotion an hour ago. Like, right. That's over with. You mm-hmm. can't get that. You know what yep. I mean? So that's something that you can master easily because you already recognize it. Mm-hmm. You recognize it, and you're already doing the work.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I've been doing it.
You've been doing the work.
It's definitely tempting, but...
You've been doing the work, yes.
I have been doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm even nervous to, like, come outside tomorrow for my show. Like, I know it's not going to be no drama, but
well, why are you nervous?
Just because I remember the last time, the setting that people see me in, and I feel like... It's so weird, because everybody know Bratz Killam mm-hmm. as a certain type of way. So, when I walk in certain rooms, they're mm-hmm. already expecting this type of energy. And that's what I don't want.
So, how do you want them to see Bratz Killam now?
I don't want to be seen like a crash out no more.
Right.
Like, see me, like, why y'all only see me when I'm getting mad? Why y'all not seeing me when I'm feeding the homeless? When mm-hmm. I'm reading books to my mm-hmm. son to go to bed mm-hmm. at night? When I'm... giving people places to stay. Mm-hmm. I had like $230. The little kids that stand outside ShopRite, you know, they try to ask for money to mm-hmm. help people with their cards. I gave each kid $50 and I had $230. So I do stuff like yeah. that. And it's just like,
but you know, people never see the good thing. They only see this. So mm-hmm. the thing is, it's up to you, baby girl, to shift that perception of yourself. So when you walk into this event tomorrow, who is Bratz Killam going to be? Like, that's what you have to say to yourself. And look in that mirror tonight when you at mm-hmm. home, in that mirror in the morning when you getting ready, and you say, this is how I'm going to be when I walk in there today. Mm-hmm. This is who I want people to see me from now on. So they'll forget about that shit. They may even laugh about right. that situation because they're going to say, damn, look at her now. Mm-hmm. Look at her today and moving forward.
Right.
That's what it is. It's just changing their perception. And it's not mm-hmm. hard to change the perception if it's genuine.
Right.
If you really are wanting that change, if this new life, if this is how I want to live, this mm-hmm. is who I'm going to be, you got to just show it. That's really it. Just show it.
You know, it's been a thing, like, lately. I've been showing it, mm-hmm. but everybody is still stuck on. But what if?
Fuck
them. Yeah. Yeah, right. Fuck it. Thank you. Fuck them. Because these people who you really concerned about, go ahead.
I think my biggest issue's been like, I be feeling like that too sometimes, like, I don't give a fuck. But then I be also having the back of my head, like, damn, but I know I did this. Like, that,
and
that,
they like, did something too. Because nobody's
perfect.
It's like
a battle, because I be like, damn, like, I know I hurt this person. I should not be trying to, like, you know, rush their healing or what they need after mm-hmm. something I said I did. And I think that's what bothers me. I don't really feel like I have to prove to them that I changed. But I think that I'm trying to, because mm-hmm. I know that a lot of these people, it was just bystander of what I was going through. Like, they received that side of me from what I had going on. Mm-hmm. Like, even a great friend of mine I almost lost. And she was, like, my greatest friend. And I, like, spazzed on her, tried to fight her, everything. Mm-hmm. And it was because, like, I was upset. Like, I heard something, and it made me think about some other shit. Mm-hmm. And instead of just talking about it, I just lashed out. And, like, she cried. And I felt so bad, because I'm like, damn, through everything, this has been the person that's right. been, like, my safe place. And right. I almost lost my safe place because I lashed out on you, because mm-hmm. I was mad about something. So, I think, like, I do sometimes have the thought process of, I don't give a fuck, fuck y'all. But certain people, I do feel like, I'm not going to say we need certain people, but you shouldn't lose certain people because it's hard to find genuine people. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to tell what's genuine and what's not. Mm-hmm. And certain people specifically, I know, like, these are my genuine people.
Right.
These people I know, they around because of whatever, clout, mm-hmm. shows, money. Like, I'm like the superhero to a lot of people mm-hmm. I know. Like, I'm the one that people gonna come when, like, everybody obsessed over my cooking. Mm-hmm. I'm the one people call when they gonna need something to eat, or can I spend the night, or can I stay there, or you got $20. Like, I'm always that person. So, I know some of them people, it's definitely mm-hmm. to use something. But the people that I can feel it after it happens is when I know, like, dang, this was a genuine person.
Right. So, let me ask you this question then. From what you said, because it seems like these people mean something to you, mm-hmm. have you apologized to these people? Have you had open conversations, like, real conversations, and not to the fact of, like, okay, I want you to forgive me. No. Mm-hmm. If you don't forgive me and we never speak again, I have to be okay with that. But mm-hmm. I want you to know that this is what I feel and I'm genuinely sorry.
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay.
I think everybody, I'm not saying, like, they're scared of me, per se, but I think everybody...
They're scared of your reaction.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're scared, like, could she just be saying this because she did something mm-hmm. and she gonna spaz again. Like, that's what they all keep mm-hmm. saying. Like, they've been giving me the chance, but...
That's the, big, in the back the of fact that head. They've been giving you a chance. Mm-hmm. So, the fact that they've been giving you a chance, that's big. Mm-hmm. Because they don't have to.
Right.
Because
you could...
You could... Yeah, so that speaks volumes as well. Mm-hmm. So, that means that there's still... a openness there to receive you in that light. Right. So, what you really now have to do is just trust the process. To know however it's going to go and be okay with it. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes your relationship, when things happen that way, when we crash out, because I crashed out too. When we crashed out, we have to be okay with however these people are going to move forward with us in mm-hmm. our life. They may never speak to us again. Our relationship may never be the same, and that hurts. Mm-hmm. It really does hurt, because I have been there. But once you get to the point, it's of forgiving yourself. That's why I asked you, have you forgiven yourself for all these different situations? Because the true forgiveness is from with you.
I think that I'm working on it. Okay. I don't think that I forgive everything,
but you're
but I'm on the start, because it's good. Not.
You gotta, and one thing I will say is, because I'm a person, I'm going to speak on things because I have lived a lot, and I have been through a lot, and I've overcame a lot of things, and I've helped to heal myself. Mm-hmm. Self-healing is everything. And so, you talking to yourself, just mm-hmm. like you talk to your friend, or your sisters, or your brothers, or mm-hmm. your mom, is the same way you talk to you.
Right.
Those ugly conversations you have with your mom, or your siblings, or your best friend, you have to have that ugly conversation with yourself, because mm-hmm. there's certain things that you would never tell somebody else. Mm-hmm. There's certain things that nobody will ever know about you. Only you know that. So if you only know this, how can this person help you? Because you're not really being honest with that person. So have that honest conversation mm-hmm. with you. Let me tell you them honest conversations, girl. Get you ugly, break down on your knees on the floor crying snot.
Oh, yes.
Ugly.
I don't know about
ugly.
It.
Ugly.
It be like that.
Ugly.
I just had one of those.
Yes. I've had plenty. But you know what? After that, you thank God. Mm-hmm. Say, I thank you, because I'm still here, alive, well, breathing, and I have a chance to do better. That's the thing with life. That's the beauty of life. When people try to judge you for your mistakes, right? Mm-hmm. We love to judge people for our mistakes, but forget that you make mistakes too. You made a mistake yesterday.
But
you know
what
I'm saying?
In my life right now, like, people acknowledge, like, you know, I made mistakes, you made mistakes, but it's been like a scale. It's been like, I know I did this, but you did this more.
It's like, this is not a competition. Mm-hmm. It's not about a competition, because we're all different human beings. And that's the beauty of who we are. And the beauty of it is change. The beauty of making a mistake is learning a lesson and growing from it and teaching somebody else. Because all the mistakes that we make as human beings, somebody else, 10 million other people made the same mistake. Mm-hmm. That's how we can relate. That's why people can relate to these mistakes and these life lessons, because we all have made the same type of mistake in some form of fashion. Mm-hmm. We've all beat the shit out of somebody. We've all... wild out on somebody who didn't deserve that.
Right.
Because of what we were already feeling. We've all disrespected our parent when they didn't deserve that, when we knew better. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We've all done things that we knew we shouldn't have done.
Right.
The point is learning from it and growing from it. Mm-hmm. And being better and not staying stuck. Don't stay stuck. Because a lot of us, we know we've done things and we know we need to grow and change, but we still stuck in the same spot. Mm-hmm. Don't stay stuck. Because staying stuck is going to keep that depression going. Mm-hmm. And it becomes...
I think I'm just now, probably like in the last week, getting into the momentum of being accepting of how certain things mm-hmm. happen.
Have been going good.
Because I've been finding myself a lot, especially like in the last 3 days, like, you know what, it's okay. Like, I had a conversation with somebody I'm close to yesterday, and mm-hmm. I even told them, I'm like, you know, I know that I may have done this to you, and I know that I hurt you. You've hurt me also before, but where I'm at with it now is I'm not going to continue to apologize for something that I've been apologizing for.
Yes.
I'm like, I acknowledge it. It was wrong. But I feel like I'm not also about to lose myself to prove to you mm-hmm. myself. And I've been saying that all week. And that's when I know, like, all right, I'm getting into the mold like, it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, 2 weeks ago, I was not there.
Oh, yeah. I was not there. You're moving, girlfriend. You're moving.
I was not there, like, 2 weeks ago, but...
Self-awareness.
Yeah. Lately, I've been, like, it's all right. It's okay. I even see, like, my algorithm changing. Mm-hmm. Like, the type of stuff that pops up on my phone. Because before, I could tell I was depressed because there's all these sad quotes, mm-hmm. all these horoscopes, all these breakup stuff. All this mm-hmm. poor stuff, and then lately, you know, it's been like I've been seeing like them people who like sell homes. Mm-hmm. I've been talking about trying to buy a house. I'm like, mm-hmm. if I'm gonna pay rent, I might as well pay a mortgage. I've been talking about that. I've been seeing that popping up on my phone.
Really do your research on that though. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you why. Because being a homeowner is a beautiful thing, yes. However, it's a big, 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 big responsibility. So you want to look into how many people owned this house previously. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. I'm not a religious person. I'm extremely spiritual. Mm-hmm. Spirits are real. And when you have multiple homeowners, just like when you have multiple people who own a vehicle, mm-hmm. that makes a big difference too. Even when you move into an apartment. Because mm-hmm. think about it. When you move into an apartment, right? Every apartment has a different energy. You can feel it. Mm-hmm. It's, you can feel certain things when you go into certain spaces and certain places. So even when you buy a home, mm-hmm. be mindful of if somebody passed away in this house. Those are people don't even ask those questions to the realtor. Sometimes they don't. A lot of realtors won't tell you if like violent crimes happened in a home mm-hmm. because if they did, somebody's not going to buy it. Because you know, if something violent happened in this home, mm-hmm. there's some unsettled spirits walking up and around up in
right.
here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, that's a beautiful thing, but just make sure you do your research mm-hmm. on that. Because right. when you purchase a home, it's like you planting your seed. You laying your mm-hmm. foundation. And there's some place we're going to live for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. So, do that. Do your research yeah. on that.
And that's cool. That's funny, too, because I'm big on spirituality. That's just like, I believe in God, but I also believe in the universe. Mm-hmm. And even, like, my mom used to do stuff like that. Like, we would move into a new house, and she would, like, scrub everything down mm. and light incense. She would save. We would
sage
pray
the house,
every
pray,
room.
Yes, ma'am.
So.
Uh-huh. Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something. Even when y'all go to a hotel, mm-hmm. y'all go to an Airbnb, you're supposed to walk and pray through that home, through that hotel, because it's multiple spirits and people moving all through here at all times. And you wonder why, oh my God, when I go to this place, I feel this way.
Because you got the sex demon in there, too.
Come on. Talk about it.
You know, it's so funny because I said that, too, about there was, like, these people who lived in the upstairs apartments above me mm-hmm. before I moved in. And I don't know if they just abandoned it or if they were evicted or whatever, but all their stuff was up there. And, like, the landlord used to tell us, like, to go up there or whatever. And I'm like,
wait, so you gotta go up there for what?
Because he would be like, oh, you know, like, there are things that you guys can use or if you want to sell or whatever. So he would have everybody else that lived in the specific wing to go up there to see if they wanted stuff. And I remember going up there, and I'm just like, I told a friend of mine because she makes crystals, necklaces, and I'm like, I'm like, something happened. I'm like, these people did not get evicted. Like, I could tell by, it's like they left in a hurry. It's like they was running from something. Like, I could feel that going in there. And then, you know, it was this one time, there was this apartment, and we all were in the backyard to chill. And nighttime came, and they put up the projector to have the big movie projector outside in the backyard, and somebody kept pointing to, like, the upstairs window, like, y'all don't see that person? Y'all don't see that person? And it was, like, a man figure, and it kept, like, walking away. And I'm like, that is probably what's going on, like, that.
Yes.
Like, that is something.
That's the unsettled spirit.
I believe in stuff like that. This is the reason I really hate grocery shopping. Like, I've been finding myself Instacarting.
Why?
Because me too, like, I get, like, a lot of anxiety when I go to the grocery store, especially when it's crowded. So, even what you're talking about, spirits and energy, like, I get real deep into that conversation. Because even I'll be thinking, like, even if you're in a grocery store and you walk past somebody and they brush your shoulder.
Yes.
And that person could, like, you don't know what just happened in a day. And now you could have the greatest day and now all of a sudden you feel like you want to fuck shit up. And it's all because that person touched you.
So, like, check this. So, oh, yes. So, check this. I'm going to tell you something. So, a lot of people laugh at me because when you talk about, when people, we talk about prayer, I say I pray all day, every day. So, every time I walk into a place, every time I get into somebody's car, every time I walk in my own house, thank you. Keep me protected. Keep me covered. I do that everywhere I go. So, and when you in a, when you walk into the grocery store, even the mall, say a quick prayer of protection over yourself, and watch how you don't feel that. When I go out now, because I'm so used to doing it now, it's like a, it's like you in a bubble. I swear to you, it's like you in a bubble, and that negative energy that I used to feel when it, when I'm in a crowd of people, because I used to get have anxiety like that too, especially after my car accident. Even now, I don't feel that anymore because literally, I'm constantly praying that shit all the time. And if I do feel, because when you in tune, you self aware, you can feel when it's like that. Oh no, no, no! This ain't right.
I got, and it's time to
go.
Me.
It's time to go because I don't know where it's coming from.
Even when it comes to food, it's certain times where I order out and I be like, I'm not eating that no more.
Yes, because you know there is an energy, and this is what, this is why people are afraid. People don't like to have this kind of conversation because they know it's real too. Because it's something in that. Like you said, the food, I've done it too. Something not right. Just like, for instance, let's say, you know, when you in a house and you know you got to get out the door by a certain time. You have everything ready and you about to walk out the door and something is like, wait, am I forgetting something? You're not forgetting nothing. Something's holding you back from walking out that door because something's about to happen. The same thing with food, same thing with energies and people. Spirit in our body, the universe is trying to warn us, trying to prepare us, and a lot of us don't listen. So when you self-aware and you in tune, you're paying attention, that's that level of discernment. And that's for you as well, moving forward with these people and these distractions. It's the level of discernment. And a lot of times we got to pray. We got to get real deep in these prayers. Like, we got to really ask for what we want. We really have to ask for what we want to see. Because a lot of times, oh God, I want you to show me. I want you to show me. What? So for God, it's like, well, what you want me to show you? All you saying is show you. I have been showing you, and this is what you've been doing. I've been showing you for 5 years,
and you've been ignoring,
and you've been ignoring the out of me. So now I had to shift and show you the ugly side of me, because that's really what God does. We ask Him for things, and He will always give us what we want, but we don't get specific. So if we don't get specific, and then you're not, I'm showing you, I'm giving it to you, but you're not taking it, and you're not doing what you're supposed to. So now, because you're not doing what you're supposed to, I'm about to shake all this shit up. And he gonna shake it. He gonna shake it all the way.
A friend of mine just said that the other day. Like, Brad's the reason why you keep feeling how you're feeling is because you're not getting the lesson. Like, let these people go. Like, why are you trying to hold on for it? And I was like, you know what? Maybe I am trying to hold on to a lot of things and a lot of people because of the familiarity. And I'm like, that's probably why. She was like, you don't see how every time you go here or go here with these people, like,
this happens.
This happens, mm-hmm. or this happens, or you're crying, or you're the one in trouble, or you're the one, like,
he talking to you, girl. Hey, yo, and the fact that you just said that you just had the same conversation with somebody the other day, I said something else, you said you just had the same conversation with somebody yesterday. Mm-hmm. Everything that we have been saying, you have been saying to us, I just had this conversation. So God literally is talking to you through mm-hmm. everybody that you are encountering.
Literally.
So yeah. Now it's what you gonna do. Mm-hmm. Real talk. What are you gonna do?
Yep.
Because I'm giving it to you. Mm-hmm. I'm giving it to you. It's in your face. Mm-hmm. Real talk. It's in your face.
Yeah, facts. But that's what I was telling you earlier. I'm learning now. Now, like, I'm accepting of this is okay if mm-hmm. this is not this. This is okay if this is not this. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just getting into that mindset recently.
Good. So, and stay at that, because staying with that mindset is also going to allow you to detach yourself from these distractions, because mm-hmm. the people that you have around you, it's no shade to anybody, because everybody has a season. Some seasons may be a week.
Right.
Some seasons may be three months, and maybe 5 years, and maybe 10 years. Mm-hmm. But literally everybody has a season. And what I have been learning is that when certain things start happening, when you are dealing with certain people, you know your season is over because what's going on. Mm-hmm. So that's where when we asking for clarity, asking for guidance, and God is showing you all these different things. He's showing you this season is over. We were supposed to learn something from this little time or this large amount of time we had with this specific person or these people. What have you learned? Mm-hmm. So that's something where you got to sit with self. Those journals that your friend gave you, that's where you want to sit with self and these people, these distractions. Mm-hmm. What does Bratz want? What do I want my life to look like? That's what you really have to ask yourself wholeheartedly, genuinely. Like, really, what do I want my life to look like? And once you say and figure out what you want your life to look like, mm-hmm. now you're going to go about your day-to-day moving about how you want your life to be.
Right.
And that's really it. When you wake up in the morning, simple. I tell people all the time. People ask, well, how do you pray? You just talk. Say thank you.
It's not a certain type
it's
of
simple.
Way to
you can just say thank you. When you get paid, thank you for my paycheck. When you get food, thank you for my food. Like, mm-hmm. it's just the small things that we're just supposed to give gratitude for, because that's what life is about. And if we don't give gratitude for those small things, those big things that we all working towards, mm-hmm. they will never happen. You're going to keep chasing those big things.
Right.
Because the small things you're not giving gratitude for and learning the lessons from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely been learning
them. And I'm glad that you have been learning them. And as a woman, that you have held yourself accountable. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of us women do not hold ourselves accountable for our actions. And this young lady has. She's recognized it. It's never too late. You could be 75 years old. It doesn't matter. Recognizing your actions and your fault and your role.
Yeah, because it was this thing, like, if 77 people tell you, you did this and this happened, are you going to say all 77 mm-hmm. of these people are lying? Or when you going to look at yourself and think, all right, well, for 77 people to say, you must be doing 77 mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm.
But you'll have some people that will say no. Mm-hmm. You know, you have people that will be like, no. It's some 77 people because I am me and not the...
Mm-hmm. But I used to do that. I will keep it real. I used to be like, no, fuck them. They hate and they mad and like, next. But now, it's not that. Mm-hmm. Now I'm realizing, like, nah, you're a problem. You play part of the problem. Even if it's situations where you're not fully the problem, you're still a problem because you're still entertaining certain things. Mm-hmm. I'm just now learning at 27 years old, like, I don't need to even respond to everything, because every little thing that people were saying, we about to have to link up, because what'd you say? Like, I'm just now learning, like, okay. Like, I'm just doing that.
Every response does not deserve a reaction. Every action does not deserve a reaction.
And I've even been noticing it's been bothering people. Like, I've been ignoring certain people for like a little month now.
They don't like it.
Normally, I would have gave it responses and I would have texted back and I would have And lately I have not, and I've been noticing, like, even them reaching out has slowed down. Like, they noticing, like, yeah, this girl really not on that. Mm-hmm. Like, she really not paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's growth. First of all, that is growth.
Yeah, it's a lot for me because it wasn't always like that.
Be proud of yourself.
I'm a person that I will react first and think later.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to do that no more.
Mm-mm. And with growing, even with myself as well, you know how somebody says something and you know, like, did they just...
Mm-hmm.
And even before, I would say out loud, did they just... I don't even say that out loud. Sometimes I'll just sit in my head like,
The audacity.
Okay. And no, I'm not even going to give you a response.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, well, you don't have nothing to say? Nah, I'm good. Because, honestly, the no response kills people more than the response. Because people love to know what you're thinking. When you don't know what I'm going to do, how I'm going to react, that shakes their world up. Because now, they're trying to figure out, well, she normally reacts this way. This time, she reacted like this. Damn, what is she going to do? What is she going to do? Now you got people kissing your ass.
Right.
Now you got them kissing your ass, groveling at your feet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, grovel, baby, grovel. Uh-huh, yes. Grovel. I'm worth all that groveling. Yeah.
And this is another thing, too. Like, I'm glad that I do music because now with this experience that I've been going through,
mm-hmm.
with not even learning more about myself and what I wanted better in myself,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I think that's why it's even been so hard for me to write. Like, I've been having writer's block. But I feel like now when I do have my next drop, it's going to be so powerful because I haven't been saying anything. Like, even when I post now, like, no, people know me for a crush out so bad. Like, people used to purposely go to my story just to see to look what was Bratz on today because it was that bad. Like, wow. I was crashing out that bad. Like, now it's like... I barely post. If I do, it's like a show, or I'm supporting a friend, or I'm posting about something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I posted about volcanoes the other day. Mm-hmm. Like, small stuff.
So let me ask you this. What was the actual... Because you said you've been crashing out for the past, like, year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
What was the cause of the crash outs to start? Because if that's not something you were doing, you were like, no, this just some reason I've been crashing out, wilding out.
What was the cause? I don't want to blame it on other people, but I think, like... I don't like to feel played with. I have a really big heart. And I think, like, when I start to feel used, mm-hmm. or played with or taken for a joke, it makes me mad. And I get mad, but I won't say nothing still.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I continue to allow it until I can't no more. And I also
like
think...
Like most of us do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But if we're talking, like, on the accountability side, I do think... There are people that mean well to me, that were there for me, and I think I would get triggered by past shit from other people, and then I would start treating them people mm-hmm. away.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's like a mix of both.
Now, those people that caught, like, it's like they got caught in the crossfire, mm-hmm. pretty much, have you apologized to them for that?
Yeah.
Okay. So those are the people we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. Okay, got you. Okay.
Yeah, so... Okay. I do think, like, I was just taking. And I'm a person, I'm very vocal.
Mm-hmm.
So, to get to a point where I feel like I can't talk, I'm already gone. And I felt like the people that was around me, or that I was helping, or that was even living with me, I felt like I was pleading to them. Something is wrong. I am not okay. It's a lot on my mind. I just want to talk. Like, I don't feel like myself.
Mm-hmm.
And because everybody's so used to me being the strong one and the gangster one and the hood one.
Nobody heard you.
Everybody. Yeah, it wasn't taken serious. Man. It was more like, I remember this one girl. She's all like, I remember telling the person I was dating, like, how depressed I was and why I was depressed. And the girl that I was helping that was living in my house, I think that she thought I left the house, but I didn't really leave the house. I just went to lay down, and I overheard her saying, like, nah, Bratz faking, she ain't depressed, come on, like, look, y'all see what Bratz rap about, y'all see what she do, y'all see how she, like, she, that's fake. And I just remember, like, feeling like strong people don't be feeling strong sometimes, too, like.
But strong people, you know the fucked up part about that whole strong people thing mm-hmm. is because no matter how strong you are, we're all fucking human. Mm-hmm. And so if there is a point where we need you too. Like, there's a point where I want to call you and be able to lean on you. Why if I'm the strong friend mm-hmm. and I'm going through something, I call you to talk to you about what I'm going through, and you'll say to me, "Oh, you'll be okay," mm-hmm. and then start talking about some shit you're going through.
Yeah, somebody
like somebody. Called, I experienced like, that, and it's like, "Well, you'll be fine. You always get through everything." That's not, right no, now. This I is what I'm that. Going through.
I do you not know like what I'm that. Saying?
And it's unfortunate because people will put you in this box, mm-hmm. and that's why. When you have people that really truly support you in the right way, you gotta hold on to those people.
If people even paid attention, and it's crazy because I keep drawing everything back to music, but that's really my
outlet. That's your outlet. Mm-hmm.
If people really paid attention, even to the album I just dropped, the first song on the album, literally, I'm telling them, I have a problem, like,
wow.
And y'all are not getting it, and everybody's just so like, you brats, like, you good, you got it, like, tighten up, chin up. Like, I don't always got it. I don't always desire to be strong. I don't always have it figured out. Mm-hmm. No, I don't feel like getting up today and going mm-hmm. and do a bunch of nothing. Mm-hmm. I do want to lay in my bed and cry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. that type of stuff mm-hmm. is...
Mm-hmm.
Man, these people don't get it.
And those are people that... Honestly, you don't need to be around. Mm-hmm. Like, when you think about the distractions and the people that are hindering your growth, because what I have learned is even if they're not in your day-to-day life, even if you're still acknowledging these people, even if these people are still a thought, they're a distraction, and they are going to block your growth because you're still allowing them that power over you. It really is power. Mm-hmm. And the universe and God is not going to give you certain things if you're allowing this to go on. Because you're not ready. You got to let some people go.
Right.
You got all these journals. Take you a piece of paper. Get yes. that journal. And you sit down. And you write all these people. Write all their names down. And the pros and cons. And what are they bringing in your life? Real shit.
Something similar. Well, not like that. But,
mm-hmm.
It's this thing called letting go plates. Okay. I learned it on Pinterest.
So what is that?
It's like you get an all white glass plate,
okay,
and you take a Sharpie marker and you write down everything that hurt you or mm-hmm. the people that hurt you or the things that you've been through that you haven't gotten over or whatever, and you write everything. You put the word letting go in the circle part of the plate, and then around
you write end, everything else.
You write everything else, whatever you feel, and then you break it, the plate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's kind of the same thing like when you write things on paper and then you go outside and you rip the paper or you burn the paper.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all the same. Okay, so it's like a letting go.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay, and after you did it, how did you feel?
A little relieved. It's not going to change like real life, but for the moment of feeling it, mm-hmm. it was like a release.
And did you actively no longer speak to these people?
I think probably like one person on it
mm-hmm.
I still speak to.
Why?
But I don't know. I have like attachment problems. I'm still learning to the art of detachment. I think I have abandonment issues.
No, but, okay, so this is what I'm gonna ask you next. Why are you attached to this person?
I feel like that person showed up in my life at a point where I had nothing and I was like in my lowest, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know shit.
You got trauma bonding.
Mm-hmm. It could be that too.
That's what is because that's why I asked that mm-hmm. because a lot of us trauma bond,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes trauma bonding isn't a bad thing if we're not stuck in that trauma, because what happens with trauma bonding, in my opinion, I'm nobody's mm-hmm. Expert or guru, because people like to talk shit about me, because people like to say, oh, you think you know everything, da, da, da.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know everything, no, but I know a lot things. I've been through some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I lost a fucking eye and I had breast cancer. I've been through some shit.
Okay,
yeah, so I can talk. Okay, that part. So I forgot what I was saying.
Ooh. You were saying about trauma bonding and,
oh yes, hold on, so when you're trauma bonding, everybody doesn't want to heal.
Mm-hmm.
So we could trauma bond. You may want to heal, but I don't. So I'm gonna keep you stuck, and we gonna get. So every time I talk to you, every time, because this is what trauma bonding does, and this is where I sense you the level of discernment. And when you start talking to people, when you when you have conversations with people, even people in your life, I'm going to give you some homework. What I want you to do is, before Monday, I want you to have a good, nice prayer, and I want you to talk and say these people that are in your life that you know genuinely are not for you, because you know the people that's not for you. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. In your heart. And I also want you to ask God to show you the next time this person is in your presence, whatever that looks like, whether it's on the phone, whether y'all in person, to reveal to you who they truly are. Mm-hmm. Honest moment, because it's going to happen. Friend, that's happened to you, right? Like, when, let me tell you something about God, and when you genuine and you really ask, that's why I said you got to get specific with your prayers. Mm-hmm. That's why I said you get dirty and grimy. He gonna freaking show you, and you're gonna be like, holy people, they're gonna look, their faces will look distorted. When you see this person now, they're not gonna look the same to you anymore. Mm-hmm. Because that spirit on them is gonna reveal itself. Yes. I'm serious. I've witnessed it myself with a partner, somebody I was with. I witnessed it with friends. Mm-hmm. Like people I've known 25 years. I've seen it. And when you thank people for you and you learn, like, how can you rock with me for 25 years, but you hated me all this time? God damn.
That's a real thing, too. Because, you know? Like, I have an ex, my most recent ex, mm-hmm. and it's crazy because everybody will always say, like, he not for you. Like, he is this. And I was just so,
they saw
like,
something that you couldn't see.
I'm going to stick beside him. And it's so crazy because even when we take pictures, even if we would smile on pictures, whatever, specifically my mom, mm-hmm. she would be like, you need to get away from him because something is attached to him. He looks so demonic. Like, she would say that in every picture we would take together. Why his eyes look like that? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't see that. And I wasn't mm-hmm. seeing it.
You couldn't see it. You couldn't because you were in it. You were in it.
And
who shit?
Yeah.
Girls like deja vu. So what happened?
We had a situation. I was crying about some shit. Mm-hmm. And this is crazy because I didn't grow up, like, seeing this type of stuff or knowing mm-hmm. what this is. Like, I know what certain stuff is, but he's, like, telling me, like, to come outside and smoke, and it's a cigarette. And he's like, it's a cigarette. And I'm like, I don't smoke cigarettes. Like, you know I don't do bogeys. I don't do smokes. Right. It's like, nah, you stressing. Like, it's going to release your stress. But the whole time, I didn't know the cigarette was dipped. But he knew that it was dead.
Oh my God.
But I smoked it and I didn't know.
Oh my God.
And it's so crazy. I feel like I had an out of body
experience. Yeah.
Like, it's like,
yeah.
I can
that's
see,
what it is, because that's what it does to you, right?
Yeah. Trust me, like, I remember everything that happened. It's like,
oh, you
I was
did?
Watching myself. Because
normally people don't. They
no,
don't remember.
I remember. And I was so disappointed because I was just like,
oh my God.
And, like, he was skitzing, too. Like, I remember everything. Like, he was rolling around the backyard.
But he knew that you never did no shit like
that.
No,
so, like, I've only ever smoked weed. Like, I don't know. I've never did shrooms. I've never did nothing. So,
that's fucked up.
I smoked it, and I just remember, like, when I finally was back to self, I'm like, my arms. Like, I was, like, ripping, like, crazy. And I remember, like, his aunt calling the ambulance and them coming, and then, like, he had to go to a program. It's a whole thing. And I remember telling my mom, like, you know, this is what I felt like, smoking a cigarette. And, like, I remember she lost it. Like, that motherfucker gave you wet. And I'm like, wet. And I'm like, didn't
That's
know what that was.
Up, man. Excuse
and
my mouth, y'all. I'm sorry.
I remember, yes. like, when I finally did talk to him about it, like, he's all like, man, that shit not gonna do nothing to you. It's gonna relieve stress.
That shit changed your
yeah,
life. Like, you will never, some people never come back
that.
From
she was
that.
Like, you are so lucky that you even can still be here.
Yes.
Because some people just stay.
They never come back.
Yeah, so.
And the fact that you, so hold on. Real talk, we're gonna rewind
but
for a second.
But this is when I knew I was still in it because I still didn't leave after that. Like,
well, you got bitches. Hold on, you got bitches who niggas will stop their ass out and don't leave. So,
yeah, I still didn't.
I love him.
It wasn't.
I love him. I love him. Wait, with the camera. I love him. He my heart.
I still didn't leave.
I'm a sit beside him.
It wasn't until we had like a real bad situation and it involved my son.
How old was your son at that time?
He was like 6. Oh. And so it was a situation where he got mad at me. Like, he used to get jealous when I did features with males. Because he was also an artist, but he also did, like, movies and shit, too. So, he used to get upset when I would do songs with guys.
Insecurity. But he could do songs with a bitch, so, and it's no problem, right?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, ladies. Like, I mean to say bitch, female. Sorry.
I just remember him, like, he made me strip, and he sent me out in the hallway, like...
To do what?
Butt ass naked. Like, just... Like,
you did it?
He brought the outfit. Yeah, like, he had a strap on him, and he made me what? Strip. And he was just like, you get the fuck out of my house, because I was staying with him at the time.
Like, how old were you? House.
This was, like, 2 years ago.
Oh, my
so,
God.
So, he made me strip, girl. And he sent me out in the hallway. This was on Freeland Heisen, so... Oh, project.
My, not on Freeland Heisen.
And I'm in the hallway, no clothes on, like this, crying, begging him, please let me in the house. And then a situation ended up happening with my son, and then that's when it clicked.
It clicked for you.
And right. My mom came and got me, and I was living with her, and, like, it was a whole thing.
Oh,
and then
God.
I now finally, like, it was a whole thing, and then I finally left. And then it wasn't until once I got the detachment from that person, then I went back and started looking at how the pictures we used to take in the videos. I'm like, yo, he hated me. Like, yeah. You did not love me.
Can I? So I'm going to say something on that. My friend, no. So I was with somebody who I realized he loved me up until a certain point. Like, he loved me. He fucked with me up mm-hmm. until a certain point. Mm-hmm. And the point was my accident. Mm-hmm. Because we realized that when a person... He always would talk about my face all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He called me Sweet Face. That was his nickname for me. Sweet Face, Sweet Face, Sweet Face. And then we got into the car accident and I lost my eye. And he never called me that again.
Yeah,
and it was a shift. And it was a shift in our relationship. But certain things I couldn't see. I couldn't see certain things. And then, but his actions really changed, like, drastically. And it's like, God damn, nigga, like, you went from this to this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, motherfucker, and, you know, for me, I asked you in the hospital, like, yo, if you want to leave, like, I'm a realist. Mm-hmm. One thing about me, and people, a lot of people think I'm fake. Mm-hmm. Like, men and women alike, a lot of people think I pretend.
Mm-hmm.
People will say to me, yo, you really not like this. There's right. no, you can't be because most women don't think like you think.
Mm-hmm.
No, I am this way. Like, I'm realistic. I asked him in the hospital, like, yo, you want to stay with me or you going to leave? You can leave because I know, like, I lost a fucking eye.
Right.
That shit you is different. You going to look at me differently.
Mm-hmm.
No, I love you. I love you. I love you. I ain't never, I'm not going to fucking leave you. I ain't going to change. But you did. So, the reason why I'm bringing that up is because in your situation, even though it may not have been that drastic, but it's still the same shit. Like, things will change, and a person will love you for this, and something will
Yo,
be a little
what
different.
What is going on in the world right now?
And things will change.
I just had this conversation yesterday. The person that I date, we be like on and off, mm-hmm. but I swear to God, I just had this conversation yesterday, and I told him, I'm like, you know, if you feel like you want to move forward and you want to leave me alone and do whatever, tell me now.
Do it, yeah.
And I told him that. I'm like, because I don't feel like... And I started crying because I'm like, you know, like, my ex told me, like, no man will ever love you if you can't bear his children. And I have consistent miscarriages because I'm secondary and fertile.
We're going to talk about that. Hey, yo.
It's a whole thing. I'm just like, and he was telling me, like, you know, babe, I love you. Like, I'm not leaving nowhere. Like, I got you. Like, even if we got to adopt the kid, if we, whatever, a program we got to pay for,
I know anything, that's right.
Like, I got you. Like, that would, like, a baby would never make me unlove you. But I just remember consistently, like, crying in his arms, like, no, like, my ex said I can't have kids. Like, you're never going to love me. Like, this, that. Because it's like, I could get pregnant, but I can't carry full term. Like, I always miscarry between.
So, let me ask you. So we're going to speak on that real quick. I'm an ultrasound tech. I've been doing this shit for a long time. And the reason why I got into this is because my child, my pregnancy with my child, my kids, same father I have for my sons. I got pregnant. I found out on my ultrasound the baby had spina bifida where her spine did not close. Her spine was left open. The nerve endings didn't close. And her diaphragm didn't form. So because her diaphragm didn't form, her intestines grew inside her chest. And her heart and her stomach were growing on the opposite side instead of the correct side.
Right. Yeah.
I learned that on the ultrasound. I was in school for communication broadcasting. In college, working. I shifted my entire life to find out. Like, even though the doctors, we did all this testing. I did amniocentesis. We did all this testing. and we found out that it was something that just happened, that wasn't enough for me. Right. So I went to ultrasound school. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that to you is because all this shit is purposeful. The reason why you kept having those miscarriages, you weren't supposed to have those babies with the men. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we don't look at life in that way. Even though I still had two more children with my kid's father, mm-hmm. and my mother had to make me realize, like, yeah, certain things he's not doing what he's supposed to do as their dad, but you were supposed to be Marcus and Brandon's mother. Mm-hmm. Because my son Marcus is my miracle child, because I got pregnant exactly a year later after my first baby. Mm-hmm. Their due dates were 4 days apart. Mm-hmm. So everything is purposeful. You may not understand why I keep having these miscarriages, why these things
keep happening. I thought about that being a reason, like, even with the person I'm dealing with now, mm-hmm. like, he also goes back to a person that I mentioned before that mm-hmm. I was saying, like, I feel like I hurt this person and I didn't want to fix it. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I could say this person is the first person I dated that's never put their hands on me. That's never, like, ooh. Put, like, this is the first.
So he's a lot of firsts for you.
Yeah, so I'll be feeling bad because, like,
you treat him fucked up.
Yeah, like, when I would get mad about shit and I want him to go out and fight niggas and he wouldn't fight, I'd be like, you a pussy, you this, you that. And he'd be like, no, I'm not. I'm not there with it no more. I don't feel like I have to fight.
We talk about this all the time. Oh, my God.
I did. I hurt his feelings to the point we end up having a breakup, like, end of August, early September.
Of this year. Okay.
And we're just now, in the last 2 weeks, communicating through it.
Healthily?
Yeah, healthily. Like, okay. One thing I respect about this, he's never called me out my name. He never put his hands on me. And I've provoked this man so bad. Because of your past traumas. Will always do, I will be breaking plates, yelling, cursing, you a bitch, fuck you. And he would just sit here and roll a blunt. Just like this, like, roll a blunt. He'd be like, you done? And I spaz even
what's
more.
What's his
He's an Aries.
Oh my God!
I've never had an Aries before. That's my friend, for his birthday is April 5th. And he's all wow. like, he'll roll his butt. He's like, you done? And I still spaz out some more.
But Aries women, like, different, though. Aries women different.
And he'll get up.
Clean up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wouldn't even do that. He would clean it up. And he would, like, and he'd, like, grab my hand. And I still, like, get the fuck off.
He love you. Do you know that?
That's I know. Love. And that's why, remember I said, like, there are some people I've dated I know I shouldn't have been with. But even, like, this specific relationship, like, I have friends or even family members that's kind of old school. Like, man, if that nigga said you hurt him, he cried. Well, fuck that nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'll be like, no, friend. Like, that's not one of them right. ones.
He not that.
And, you know, I get made fun of. Like, even sometimes my mom, she be like, yeah, I ain't raised you, grow up on that, like, chase no man. I'm like, I don't feel like I'm chasing. I feel like I'm fixing something that I messed up. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'm being accountable. No shade to mama, ladies, nobody else. Ladies. A lot of us.
Okay. He has when never.
He's a man.
They always say women are not accountable.
He a man.
Women are this and women are that. And I'm a firm believer. And I can speak from facts. A chick gay with the right type of nigga, she'll be everything she said she never would.
Ever she dreamed of, like, the things that she never even talked to anybody about, because there's some things as a woman that I've never talked to anybody about, that who I want to be for a certain type of person, and I know who I am to a nigga that don't even deserve it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way we are with men who don't even deserve that part of us. So imagine when this man comes, yes. Why would I be anything different? I would be.
'Cause you're not used to it.
But I swear to God.
But I know we do that. Yeah, but it's scary, right? It's scary, but it's also, for me, I feel like it's scary, but it's also something that I'm so open to because I want it. I crave it.
Life relationships is like a resume.
Okay, can you pass that though?
Like a resume.
You walking that over there though?
I just put it out. So life is like a resume.
You want to switch seats?
Yeah.
Life is like a resume, right? You can only do what you've been experienced.
That's true.
Exposed to.
That's true. So but you also know what you.
If all you've been exposed to is toxicity, if all you've been exposed to is violence, all you've been exposed to is somebody calling you out your name, mm-hmm. talking to you, certain type of way,
yeah.
you get used to that, and then you reject the other shit.
Right. This is real shit.
It's like if you've been used to all your men being good dudes, and this first dude that you're dealing with, he yell at you, scream at you, put his hands on you, like, what the fuck? I'm out of here. You want to get away from that ASAP.
But sometimes you might not run, because I've never said, this is a really honest moment I'm about to have right now.
I tried to push him away because I didn't know how to receive.
Yeah, no, I was like that because I was always aggressive because of how I grew up, because I had uncles I had to fight, all that type of shit. Mm-hmm. So when I got with a nigga who wasn't like that, he was everything. My mother and my family loved him. But because it's like, yo, you too good. Like, why mm-hmm. do you agree with everything I say? Why do you do? So I started to push him away, not realizing what you're doing in that moment. Like, mm-hmm. it's not healthy at all.
It's not.
It's not healthy at all.
You know, I took a big step. We had a conversation the day before yesterday, and he was saying, like, you know, I love you. I want to work this relationship out. He's like, you know, I grew up on tradition. I don't believe in just walking away. Like, we could figure it out. And I said some shit that I've never said to a man before. And I told him, and I looked him in his eyes and everything. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, I apologize because I hurt you. I said, for every time that I felt like you was a pussy or you was being a bitch because you didn't react a certain type of way, I'm realizing, like, you just didn't want to. That he don't like drama. He's not confrontational. He don't like that
shit. And because I'm a confrontational, made me a pussy. Yeah. That made me a grown-ass fucking man.
I'm like, honest with him. I was like, you know, I don't feel like I loved you properly because I didn't love me. Mm. And I was like, you know, you didn't deserve that from me because you were the first that I've experienced a lot of stuff I've never experienced. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to love you because, honestly, I didn't love me. Like, I told him, like, sometimes I woke up, I didn't know what my purpose was. I was getting jealous of other people for having what I didn't have. Mm-hmm. I was getting jealous of you because everybody was so, like, you attract everybody. Like, everybody loves you, so this, and nobody feels that way towards me. And I was even, that's even when I started realizing, too, like, I'm the problem.
You're the problem, right.
I'm pushing people away, fighting. I was waiting for you to say that.
Yeah,
so it was like, I came to him, and I just had to tell him, I'm like, you know, if you feel like before we can get back together that you need the space away from me, because he had moved out the house and everything, and I was going crazy.
Okay, like, so how long were y'all together?
So, like, over a year.
Oh, so y'all were together for a minute.
Mm-hmm. So when he moved out the house, I was going crazy. I was like, this is that.
And he moved out because you was wilding out.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this: why were you wilding out? What was going on in your life at that time? If you were happy with this person.
I think that I just didn't like the fact that, like, I didn't feel like he fought for me, but something that
fought
he told
for you how? In what way?
I would get into arguments with people or get into, like, certain drama, and I would feel like, why you not checking this, nigga? Why you not this? Why you not that? But I grew up on that. Like, not grew up on that, but, like, my relationships was like that. And
not realizing he not doing that because he looking at the situation.
Like, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
I have more to lose. So, what he told me is, he was like, he feels like, he's like, I hope you don't take it as disrespect. I never disrespect you, but I feel like you had to be your own man for so long. You not mm-hmm. allowing me to be your man. Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to allow me to leave, then I have to walk away. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was like, hi.
First of all, how old is this young man?
He's 30.
First of all, the fact that this 30-year-old young man now, shout out to his parents. Shout out to his parents, whoever you are that's dealing with brats and you coming at her this way. Shout out to your parents or whoever raised you. No, I'm being so honest in this moment because so many young men and women, whether you 30, 45, 50, 60, will never, mm-hmm. ever be that way.
Yeah,
and the fact that he is allowing you to go through your process. He's not judging you. He's mm-hmm. not making you feel bad about who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot about him.
Yeah, so everybody be clowning me.
If you let me tell you some real shit. 43 years old. If you let that nigga go, you a fool.
So that's what I was about to say. So you know, my mom, my friends, they've been clowning me because they like, man, let that nigga go. Like,
he do not, what?
And I'm like, no, I can't. And they're like, you chasing. And I'm like,
you not chasing him.
So guess what I did, though? I did something I've never did. And this is when I knew, like, you might be my person because I knew that I hurt him, especially when he had tears in his eyes. Like, for me.
And men do not cry in front. Ooh, Lord. Oh, my God.
So, I'm like, damn. Like, I really heard this friend. I knew that I heard him because I kept feeling it. I couldn't sleep because I kept thinking about, and the situation ended up getting bad because I let somebody come to me and tell me that he cheated on me. And I didn't talk to him about it. I just reacted.
So, you just react? Oh.
And man. I went and I started being cool with a guy.
Oh, nah.
And the guy started beefing with him.
Baby girl.
And it turned into a big thing, and it was about the fight, and baby it was about girl. The whole thing.
No.
And it was a public thing. It turned real bad. That's and I'm like, good. It hurt him, like, really, really bad. Yeah. Like, really, really bad. He's like, I loved you so much. Like, the same way you tell me you never love nobody like this, I didn't love how I love you, too. And you hurt me, because now you made me think of the other people. Mm-hmm. So I did this thing. Like, sometime would by, some weeks by, like, I'd say, like, the last couple weeks we've been communicating, he's been coming to the house a lot more, he's been, like,
okay.
Even through the breakup, though, one thing I will say, when I mentioned earlier, the person that would send me money every morning, like, we were broken up, he had me blocked, we did not see each other, wasn't talking, but he sent me $300 every morning, and he was
pause. Okay, so I thought you was, let me tell you some real shit about me. I let people talk, and I don't judge you. I don't say shit. Because you did say $300 every morning. And I'm like, is she exaggerating? Does she mean $300 a week?
No.
He's $300 every morning.
Yeah, because his job, he gets paid cash. So he makes, like,
four. Baby girl.
He works for a golf course.
Baby girl.
So.
Coming from,
and he get tips.
Coming from one empress to another, because we don't use the word queen, because I found out what the word queen means. Hold on. Y'all got to look up the word queen. Q-U-E-A-N. The original word of queen is derogatory as fuck. Ladies, queen, melanin women, we will no longer. Real talk. No, I'm serious. And I was wondering why. It's a couple of men, when I say that, they'll be like, no, I'm not. They'll say empress. And I'm like, why? Okay, queen. Da, da, da. And something came up on my timeline, the universe, and baby girl broke it down. She went to the old dictionary. It's before the 15th century. Queen was a derogatory ass term. Mm-hmm. And what they did was just change two letters, like they do with a lot of words, because words are spells.
Right.
And they change it to a different term to try to make it. But no, queen is derogatory. Queen is like a concubine, you dirty, you a whore. Queen is really a whore.
Mm.
She's not somebody who is of high status. No, she's a whore.
Yeah, that's
a concubine, yeah. So, empress, that's what we're supposed to be called. Because technically, that's what we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So. But, I just wanted to share that real quick. This is a little history lesson real quick. But, the young man, I just want to say to you about him. I love the fact that you recognize your role. I love the fact that who he is to you. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that who you are to him. It seems like you guys are a really good match. It seems like you guys are a good match. And you just got to trust this process.
Yeah, I just got, you know, I got
just trust this process. That's it.
He's like, I'm a man. You gotta allow me to lead.
He is a man. At 30, he got it.
Allow me to be a man. You don't gotta be the man no more.
Like, and you know what? And a lot of us, we feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
And because a lot of us women, unfortunately, we have men in our family, but we've never seen a man lead. And so, men, you guys got to understand that. Give us a little bit of grace. We have men in our family, but we've never seen a man lead healthy. A lot of us haven't seen a man lead healthy, honestly.
He said that. He said this to me. He said, because when I used to get mad at him, I said, in the beginning, I told you who I was. You said you can handle me. You can't handle shit. And he was like, why is your idea of me handling you always resort to violence? Mm-hmm. I can handle you just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Me not responding when you're lashing out is me handling you.
Mm-hmm.
Me allowing you to have your moment is me handling you. And I start crying like, hold on.
Well, first of all, who raises men? Yo, first of all, whoever raises men?
I was like, hold on.
They did an amazing job.
So
yes,
I tried to surprise him one day. Like, can you come meet me? I'm like, I got something going on. Can you come meet me? I think it was like Foreman Mills. Mm-hmm. I freaking took. Because he's so old school. He's 30, but he's so, like, he's...
got an old soul.
Yeah, he is, like...
I love
probably
that.
Probably because of his dad. But I went to meet him in this parking lot. I brought a freaking boombox there. And I'm holding the boombox like this, and I'm singing Monica, Before You Walk Out My Life, to him. And I brought him some Coronas, because that's his favorite thing on football Sundays. And cinnamon buns. And I'm singing the song to him while I'm passing him the cinnamon buns. And he started crying.
That
and
I was is beautiful.
Like, he's like, yo, I never had no girl do. I'm like, because, like.
You mean a lot to him.
Hold on, like, yeah. I messed it up. I acknowledge that. But hold on, like, before you just walk away, okay, let me be this new. You feel me? Like, I'm already transitioning for myself. You mm-hmm. didn't get to see that because we were broken up. But let me show you. Like, mm-hmm. I could receive it now. Mm-hmm. I didn't love me at that time when I was trying to love you. And I was treating you how I felt like I was treated. And that mm-hmm. wasn't okay. You didn't deserve
right.
that. So, we're good now. We got back together.
I'm so proud. Hey, yo, real talk. Honestly, we just met today for the first time. And myself and my friend and my other female friends, mm-hmm. other male friends, my cousins, whatever, we have conversations about females being accountable all the time. And unfortunately, women do not hold themselves accountable. Mm-hmm. And the fact that throughout this entire interview, you have admitted to things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if you're proud of you.
No, I'm proud.
I'm proud of you. Like, real talk. I am
Thank
proud
you.
Of you because when you recognize your role, there's nothing else but to do but grow.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, because that's what halts us from growing. Because if you cannot see your role, if you cannot see your fault, you said, yo, it's 77 people. You said that. And you kept using 77. You kept using the same number. Mm-hmm. Even before we were recording, you used 77.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason why you using that number.
I seen a blue jay on my windowsill this morning
backyard. Come on,
queen. So I was just like...
excuse me. Come on, empress. So it's a reason why everything is purposeful. So the reason why you shoot that blue jay, the reason why 77, the reason why you're here today, the reason why...
I'm transforming.
You are transforming.
I am proud of it.
That's why I said to you, stop saying trying. Mm-hmm. That's why I said that to you. There is no trying. If you are actively doing it, mm-hmm. why you keep saying I'm trying? Because you know what's going to happen? If you keep saying I'm trying, you're never going to get to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
If you are actively in motion, you're doing what you got to do, and you saying, yo, I'm doing what I got to do. I may not be there yet, but I'm doing it. That's mm-hmm. why you have to change up your words.
Right.
We always have to change up our words because words really are spells.
Mm-hmm.
Change up your words. You're not trying. You're doing.
Right.
You are doing it actively. So, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. I want to just say thank you for coming on our platform, sharing your story, because that's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if people want to judge you, let them. You know why? Because when people want to judge you, whatever they did was 100 times worse. That's why they're judging you.
Right.
Because...
I got a question for her, too, though.
Go ahead.
Are you prepared... worst case, I always like...
Mm-hmm.
How would you deal with having a papoose, Remy Ma? That's what it seems like. He would be a supportive
about
the worst case scenario of this situation.
That's a great question. Yeah,
the conversation is always the same. Like, it's always, I got you. Like, you don't got, you know, it's the normal conversation for those type of conversations. But his biggest thing is trying to keep me out. Like, he's more on himself. Like, yeah. You know, he did the affidavit, and he's like, you know, I hope, like, even me doing this affidavit, at least it's going to lessen your charge, which it did,
mm-hmm.
but his biggest thing is himself, really. Like, I don't want you to have to go through that, because I feel like granted, this girl did whatever she did, but I played a role by not letting you know this. Mm-hmm. And I'm not about to watch you go do that mm-hmm. when you got to be there for Nasir, which is my son. Mm-hmm. So that's been a conversation.
So as we come to a close, right? You got a lot of women out here who want to be the Bonnie mm-hmm. to the Clyde. Mm-hmm. Who want to take the charges. Who want to, yo, we get pulled over, the gun is mine. Mm-hmm. Yo, that's my nigga. They run up in here, all this shit mine. I'm going to get a slap on the wrist. That's what they think. Mm-hmm. Right? But until you get that slap on the wrist, when you can't find employment, when you can't get a crib, when you can't do, what would be your message to the Bonnies, to the Clydes out there?
Man, I don't know if I have a message to the Bonnies, to the Clydes, because I'm not really in agreement with people trying to take charges or take cases of things they weren't really involved in. Yeah. Like, I don't think it's fair to take from somebody else if you know that you play this role. It's not fair to do that to somebody. But then you also grow up on no snitching, mm-hmm. no this, no that, so I understand why people do it. I feel like it's just that union you gotta have with the person. Like, I can't really give an advice on that. It's more so them, who they're dating, what they feel. Like, with my relationship, as a man, he felt like it wasn't even something that he did because, oh, I'm going to just help you. It was something he did because he genuinely felt like, nah, I played a part in this, and I should have told you that this was right here, but I didn't, and I'm not letting you go do that. So, right. I'm taking that. That was a genuine thing. It wasn't more like, it wasn't a situation where it's like, yeah, you know, brats, but babe, I got you. Like, nah, it was, that was real. That was really a real thing. Right. He could have just, which is crazy because most people thought he was going to do this. Like, when it was time for me to go to court, I told you we went through the big breakup. So, as I had court coming up, a lot of people thought, he ain't going to do that shit. He going to leave you hanging. It is what it is. So, I was a little discouraged because I'm like, we're not talking. We had each other blocked. And then he did just, he showed up. Oh, like, I don't care what we going through. I got you. I said, I got you. I got you.
That speaks volumes. He's a stand-up guy, man. Not all Aries is stand-up.
I would never
show that. No, big shout-out. Big shout-out to him because, All people, forget the sign, just people in general. Like, people will say one thing and do the total opposite. Mm-hmm. So the fact that even despite y'all not speaking, you just said we had each other blocked, and he still showed up. That shows his character. That's everything. Shout out to his parents. Like, that's why I keep saying, shout out to his fucking parents.
He would send me a Cash App every morning.
Come on.
And he's so, like, I know, like, y'all Aries, y'all a little petty, because he would be like, for whatever.
Oh, no, they petty. Oh, no, they definitely petty.
He was like, for whatever. He would send a Cash App. It would say, for whatever.
Yeah, my friend Petty.
He sent me a Cash App every morning.
What I want to say about him right now, I can't say on air. We're going to wait till we get off.
Right.
Because you better, look, say, hey, yo, you better, Hey, friend, she better. Everybody keep telling me,
nah, leave him alone.
You better chasing? Not leave him.
Like, it's not really chasing when I'm the one who...
You're
like,
not chasing nobody. This nigga showing you he love you. You know, let me tell you something. Hold on. Let me sit up. I'm going to sit up real quick for this one. Let me move my mic. Because let me tell you something about the people that want to tell you to leave a person that supports you and love you and that show you that they genuine. Fuck them. Mm-hmm. That's telling you to leave him. Those are people that's your distraction.
Facts. But even when I was telling him, like, all right, you know, we're going to work on it. Come home. And he's like, you cannot rush me to come home. Mm-hmm. Right? You did something that hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I feel like I'm even doing enough by us being able to go on dates and communicate and talk. He's like, I'm going to come home. He's like, I'm never going to lie to you. I'm coming home. But I'm not going to come home with you.
But you want me to come home. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, when he says that, everybody that knows me, like, that's excuses. It's another bitch.
Nah, it's not another bitch. I'm like, nah, he's standing his ground.
Yeah.
You know what he...
Because he said that he feel like I didn't take him serious.
Yeah. He want his respect just as well as we as women want the same for our man. What he's doing is the same thing we would do.
Right.
He's doing the same exact thing, but we'll call him a bitch because he's standing his ground. Mm-hmm. No, I'm making you respect me. Like, you not gonna play me.
Yeah. And everybody keeps
saying,
girl, you look crazy. I'm like,
no, you don't, girl. I'm like, I love the ones that look crazy, they single, right? Hold. The ones that's crazy, single? They single as fuck, right?
Some of them single.
Oh. They married? Mm. None of them married. That's what I mean, single. Not no man. They married? No, none of them married. So what I say,
and that's what made him mad too, because he was like, before all of this breakup stuff happened, we went to Zales and he was getting me size.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Nah, I swear to God, we was getting size. He was like, we gonna look at rings. We was looking at rings and everything. He was like, you gonna be my forever. You my person that I want to share my life with.
I am.
And then all that stuff happened. He was like, damn. He was like, what did I do so wrong that made
ain't
you
do nothing? This is y'all test, girl.
That's what I told him.
This is y'all test. And let me tell you something. If you are the woman that listen to your friends, you will never get a man the rest of your life that will fucking love you. And I mean that shit, because if you look at our elders, look at our mothers, our grandmothers, our aunties, and they'll always talk about that one nigga that fucking loved them, and they listen to their motherfucking friends. Them motherfuckers still single now in a 60, 70 years old, miserable, pretending that they happy.
Right.
You can only be so happy without a partner, yo. You been happy for 10 years without, like, regular.
Yeah, no.
Come on. You just getting fucked. You're not being loved on. You just getting fucked. And that's what these
and
people.
And that's what I keep
come
telling
on.
People. I'm like, this
nah,
man
don't
has,
listen to these people, girl. Don't listen to them. Don't.
First of all, he just like, mm-mm. You know, he mm-mm. was helping me teach my son certain things, teach my son sports, how to throw a ball, tying his shoes, because he still got issues with that, even though he should have that figured out. Like, helping me certain things with my boy that he feels like a man should
that
be
means a lot,
because
everybody don't be involved
clean,
with your kids.
And he cooks.
See?
And he cooks.
Come on.
Like, and it's not like, oh my God, I'm about to make you hot dog and beans. Like,
no, he cooking for real.
No, he cooks from scratch.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Shout out to his fucking parents.
He makes mashed potatoes. He doesn't
from scratch.
Like using a potato
peeler.
No, killer.
He cut it with a knife.
Get a knife.
Yeah. Old
like,
school.
Why you got a potato peeler there?
We gotta bring him on the show. What? Hey, friend, we gotta bring him on.
He's an artist too. He does.
Cause you know why? Cause he a young. He a young man.
And that's how we go.
He a fucking young man.
He does
man.
Music too.
You know how we gonna end the show? I need to hear some.
Come on, spit that shit, sis.
Oh, no.
Let me get out the camera.
Can I just play a song?
No.
I'm gonna definitely play one of your songs.
But you gotta spit a free. You gotta spit
something. Then, hold on. See, why y'all be doing this to
me?
You should
give her, like, in the middle.
Yeah, we're gonna
adjust.
Yeah,
let's get this shit. First of all, you have been. Your energy has been great this whole time. I feel like if you spit a freestyle right, life's gonna be crazy.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
They pulled the grab bag.
Yeah, that's right. Rats kill him. Whoa. First of all, she is not who she was 6 months ago.
Yes.
The woman you are today, right now, on October. What's today's date?
18, 19.
Damn, it is? I was
going
to say 12.
And you want to know what's crazy, too? Because when you was talking about spirituality, and remember earlier he asked me if I was religious, I said, I wouldn't say religious, but I do believe in my God. Like, even the tattoo on my face. For some reason, I don't know why these people think I gangbang. They keep asking me if I'm 30.
Because they don't know what the tattoo means.
Yes.
They don't
like,
know what it means.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Clock it. Because
they don't
be
know what it means.
I'm not into,
yeah,
and
they don't know what it means. So when people don't understand, they're going to always categorize you. They're going to always put you in a fucking category. But let me tell you something. That's why I said, walk in your truth. Be who you are.
Right.
And when you understand that, no matter what anybody say, it won't fucking matter.
Right.
When I say a motherfucker walk by you and want to touch you, this is some real shit. And I understand it until I understood it. When I walk by people at one particular point, I walk by people and they will just be like, the way they would look at me, like, why the fuck are they looking at me like that? And there's one lady, a patient, oh my God, I just want to touch you, I just want to hug you. And I'm like, what you mean? Older black lady. Older, she was like 67.
Because I'm energy vampires.
She was like 67. She was like, no, I just want, she was like, I don't know, you just walk by me and I just feel this light. I'm an ultrasound tech, she wound up being my patient. So I got her in the room, we talking, chopping it up. And my patients always like open up to me. I pray with them all kinds of shit. This lady just started like laying everything on the table.
Yeah, you made
and
her
I was
feel
like,
same.
Oh, that's why. She was like, I saw you. I saw your light. My doctor said that to me, too. So when you recognize, and I didn't know what that meant until I knew what it meant. Mm-hmm. You got it, too. So when you stand there, people drink. I used to drink real bad, like really, really heavy. I would drink to stay up so I would go to sleep because I would dream about your problems. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to separate it. So I had to detach from a lot of people. And I also had to know, like, I had to set boundaries on shit. Like, ain't no talking to me at 12 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, no more. Say 2 or 3 hours on the phone. Talk about all this fucking bullshit you got going on. There is no none of that. There is no when I'm around you. All we talk about is negative shit. Like, we're not talking about nothing positive all the time. Like, we just talk about past shit all the time.
She ain't getting away from these bars, though.
No. I'm getting her ready. I'm getting her ready. I'm getting her ready for the bars, friend.
Because
she said she'll have no inspiration, so I'm getting her ready.
Can you throw me a beef for her?
Can you
throw me a beef? Niggas know I love her like a Daddy. Why do people smile in my face and know they never like me? I play chess to other games like checkers really don't excite me. I reveal and I release, so next time hold me tightly. They say my heart is made of gold, that's what my mama did. And I learned to not trust nobody when my father did. Activate my third eye, teach you niggas all kinds of shit. Sometimes I need to take the load off, I just be dropping it. Going against me is like going against the law. Intuition is powerful, be seeing shit through a wall. Y'all don't bleed the way I bleed. Niggas going through menopause, and even when they do me dirty, I'm still the first that they call. I guess I'm godlike.
I'm sorry. You good. I gotta go pee. Y'all finish up. But yeah, this has definitely been a dope interview. I appreciate you for coming through. I appreciate it. Y'all don't even know.
I feel like I needed the interview more than
you. Hey, listen, let me tell you something, right? Like, I tell people all the time, it's a 1,001 podcasts out here right now. Mm-hmm. Anywhere you look, it's 1,000 podcasts out here right now. But I feel like what my podcast is about, it's completely different. We ain't talking about hip-hop. We ain't talking about who the best rapper, who the best, none of that shit. This is the emotional reality of going to jail, catching cases, getting in trouble. Like, a lot of people don't realize, like, yo, you haven't even get found guilty of the charge yet. Mm-hmm. And you already seeing the worst of it.
I don't wish it on nobody.
So, like, this is revelation for people watching and being like, oh, shit, because now, let's say, a viewer watching this might have a daughter or a son who they want to, like, you know what, let me just let you hear something real quick. You see this girl, you see how she look on the ground, she rapping that up, but there's on the other side of that.
Yeah, there's this.
There's reality. There's, because music, we're just characters. Mm-hmm. We're getting in character, you know what I'm saying? We're getting in character, we just go talk that shit. And guess what, when I leave the studio, it's back to Eric again. Mm-hmm. Pixels ends the song. Eric did with reality, and like I said, when I was in the music shit, I was on tour. I was moving and grooving. Mm-hmm. It's like, bro, I got to pay these bills, pay backing up. Da, da, da. It's like,
right,
I couldn't do what I wanted to do with this music shit. You know what I'm saying? So like, the basis of my podcast is really to get to the other side of the case. You know what I'm saying? The reality of the case, realizing that, yo, this ain't what you want to do. I told you, if I could just get one young boy to be like, you know what? I don't think I want to do this shit. Mm-hmm. Cause you can gain a lot while you're in jail, of course, but that time that you lose, and the ripple effect. Your son, how old is he right now?
He's 8.
He's 8 years old, and I would tell you some real shit I'm about to tell you. Don't let him come see you. God forbid if you got to go in there. Mm-hmm. Because when I was young, my older brother stayed in jail, and my mother kept running down there to see him, right? I'm on visit. I'm going through metal detectors. I'm going through. I'm in the visit. I'm seeing everybody calling me Lil Hood. Yo, what up? Everybody smiling, laughing. They got fresh braids. Everybody dress is nice. And niggas is big and swollen. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bro, come out. He's smiling. He not giving me the, yo, bro, this shit crazy. Hey, bro, I want to go home. I miss y'all. You not giving me that. You giving me the, you know what I'm saying? So in my young mind, let me see, my brother 5 years older than me, so he was 16, I was 11, going through there, thinking this shit is okay. And now, when I'm on the other side of that fence,
it seemed like it was, you know what I'm saying? It don't give you no, mm-mm. It don't give you no, nah, you don't want to go in there. Don't go in there. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm not bringing you. Because the more I bring you in here in jail, the more you're going to think that this is okay. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my personal advice. Like right. Because I've been through it. I was a youngin' going to the visit room, psychologically saying to myself, this shit lit. Mm-hmm. This shit popping. Everybody in here Gucci. Like, what the fuck? Should I go to jail? I'm going to be Gucci with all my friends. Man. Everybody
yeah, from, that's like, you know what I'm saying? I was so, in there for years, but that little one month was enough for me to be like, no. Even when you say, like, people fighting in the showers, like, first of all, it was a fight, like, every single day. Every single day, the day I was there. Especially, like, on the women's side, because mm-hmm. they're yeah, catty.
The girls fight more than the guys.
Yeah, so yeah. It was a lot of drama.
I interviewed a young lady, and she said she had to be gay for the stay because she didn't want no smoke.
Yeah, nah, they
didn't. I already know.
How maybe I wasn't there that long for them to try me like that, but, yeah, I was not going for that.
That's what's up. So, the viewers watching, as we close the show, anything you want to say to people watching who just learned a different side about breasts and that?
I know, like, people, like, stay true to yourself, I guess. Learn to have patience. Don't let the people that you think is for you or around you shift your mentality, because I feel like it's easy to adapt to your environments when you think the amount of people that's around you is shifting you this way, but really you're shifting this way. And I think the strongest thing that I've been learning lately is willpower, because I didn't feel like I had a lot of that. So, yeah. I think that's my advice. I don't know what to say. I don't be want to tell people advice. I be going through shit.
You're Gucci, but you going through shit, and you're a testimony that you can go through shit and still, regardless of what, have a smile on your face.
Stay true to yourself. And don't be afraid to admit when you're wrong. It's okay to be wrong. You don't always have to be right. And, yeah, like, gotta take care of you and love you before mm-hmm. you could put your love out there to the world. Right, whether that's right. a friendship, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a family. You gotta get you right inside first. Or
right. Let me say that. Well, this is another dope-ass episode. G-World Chronicles, this is a dope turnout. I appreciate you coming through.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of yours. You know what I'm saying? I'll definitely tap into whatever shows you got going on, whatever shit you got lit going on. I'm a huge supporter of that. Like I said, I would like to work with you on a few different things. You know what I mean? I'm going to tap into a few resources I have. Hopefully, I could do, pull one or two string or whatever. Whoever watching, maybe we could, you know what I'm saying, get something going. And
I appreciate it.
Get you in a better situation. You know what I mean? I want to
see. Because I'm not a lazy person. I just found out that Home Depot is doing free skilled trades. And I just registered yesterday. Mm-hmm. Carpentry and property management. And I started the course yesterday, so
congratulations on that.
I'm trying on top of that too, something.
Like, hey, what we saying about that trying work?
On top of that too, like
I'm getting into it.
On top of that, you can tell people I'm a tax write off. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're a walking tax write off. Mm-hmm. So hiring me would be beneficial to your company because I'm a tax write off. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you see, I got a case pending, so you'll fall under the Second Chance Act. For companies, they get $10,000 for each felon or potential felon that they hire. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you look at companies like that.
Yeah, send that to me and through the phone so I can remember.
Definitely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you were walking. That was one thing they told us before we left prison that we had, like, mock job interviews. It's like, yo, you are a walking entity. Wow. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of companies, like, they got to hire minorities. They got to hire mm-hmm. Having a felon on their roster, it's like, boom, you get grants and money for that. Good for you for helping. You know what I'm saying? Good for you for helping someone. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of programs out there, even the unemployment office. Mm-hmm. They got hella jobs. You start right now. You know what I'm saying? I know Action Staffing, they don't ask no questions as well. Mm-hmm. People I know that's in those positions that can do that. So that's just throwing two out there right now without me even have to go through the phone and figure out that. But I will extend that out of the branch.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. You got it. This is your boy Pesos, your girl Brats. Episode 3. This is lit, and we out of here. Peace.
That's so nice.
That was dope.
Yeah.
I am.